Hello and welcome. You're on the Erica Glessing Show with Erica Glessing, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today, my guest on Beautiful Fridays with Daria. It's something I'm already coming to look forward to every single Friday. Daria Hansen shares with us her brilliance, her entrepreneurial spirit. And, you know, she came from, you know, some pretty deep poverty into a pretty different lifestyle. So what are we going to talk about today, Daria? What's showing up for you?
Well, one of the brilliant concepts that is kind of everywhere, but also hidden everywhere, is the ask and you shall receive concept. And it's in the Bible, it's in the books, it's in the stories, the tales, but we're also taught to not believe that it's true. So over the years, I have learned that that simple concept is 100% true. And all it takes is you. You are the secret ingredient for that concept to work. Because you are the one asking and you are the one willing to receive and letting it in. And the only thing that stops us from that concept working for us, because there has been times for me as well that when I ask and I receive nothing, is that our projection and our definition of what we're asking for and how it shows up doesn't actually match the current box that the present shows up in. So it, let's say, goodness, look back at my life, and when I was 16 year old, I haven't even met my first love yet, and I was in love with French, and I wanted to move to a different country and speak French there for the rest of my life. And that was my dream. And wow, here I am today in the country, bilingual country, in this on the side of the country where they don't speak French. But when I look back, I look at that request and go, oh my God, the request wasn't actually about speaking French. The request was about having a different life.
Completely.
And I did get it.
Yeah.
I turned my life 180 degrees, and whoever knew me back in the days in Russia, they don't recognize me. I don't sound the same. I don't look the same. I don't live the same. I don't think the same, but I'm still me, which also kind of weirds them out. And so that was one of the asks that kind of showed up in a completely different package. And my question to me and all of you guys are right now is, what are you actually asking for? And are you willing to ask for it? And are you willing to put all the walls and barriers down to receiving that which you are asking for? Mm. And I'll bring up a different example of how many of us are asking for relationships that actually will work for us? Probably every single one of us. Somewhere deep down are asking for a relationship that works for us. And it might look different for everyone. For someone, it's just the partner type of relationship. For others, it's just the lover type of relationship. For someone else, it's the deep, intimate connection. And neither of those are wrong or right. It's just a choice that works for you and your desire to create what works for you. And so with me, for example, I was in search of that relationship that works for me all my life. I've been married twice. I've tried every single little way, but I always went for what looked on the surface as what I was asking for. Until one day I said, you know what, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. This is not working. I'm not even me anymore. I lost myself completely. I can't be me. I can't say what I think. I can't act the way I'd like to act. I have to constantly be in consideration of someone else's point of view and how they will take it. And I walked away and I went to a restaurant and I had fun with my friends and I met a guy, but he had tattoos.
Oh no.
He was ginger. He did not look like anything that I ever thought was my type. And we connected as friends basically, and we stayed in touch for 4 years. And I never thought that if I would let him in, he would actually show me that I can be me with a man. And it took 4 years for me to get there and let my barriers and walls down. And I'm looking down like, why did I not like those tattoos? Like, but our point of view of how that ask needs to show up.
Like you ask, so you think you're so cool because you finally ask, but then being willing to receive it, however it shows up, that's the next level of brilliance, huh?
And that's a piece where we think, oh, ask and you shall receive doesn't work. But what if it does? What if you are actually holding that receive part on pause? And same with in business. Look at that. Like you ask, what would it take to expand my business? What would it take to make more sales today? But then you go in the points of view of how it's going to show up. And that today means right now in this 10 seconds, not at the end of the day. Right now, why is it not happening? And those points of view basically become a hold on your receiving part.
Yeah, and
so what if you didn't?
Yeah, with the entrepreneurs that I get to interview on the show, I get to see the people that are willing to just step out of a different, like what they thought they were going to do. And as soon as they're willing to go where the energy is taking them, then their careers take off so differently. It's really beautiful to watch.
And it's never what they thought it was going to create for them.
I know.
Pretty much 90% of the time, it's a slight variation or a completely different situation.
Yeah. So true. So if I'm interested in, like, let's say I want to find, I get people asking me, you know what, they say, like, I'm looking for my soulmate. Like, they make it so important. So tell me a little bit, like, in that space of I'm looking for my soulmate, and I want them to be, like, 6'7", and, you know, I'd like them to maybe have been a professional football player in the past, but now they're really doing healing work. You know, preferably they like the same kind of music as me. And, you know, it'd be really nice if they like to travel and if they didn't have lots of drama with their kids. And pretty soon you're in this little space where, like, you know, out of every 75 trillion people, there's maybe like none that match. What's different than that? Not that I ever do it like that.
But that applies not only to soulmates, but for to people who we look for businesses to contribute to and people who we met in our life to expand our life as friends and partners and stuff like that. So, but that's the fun part. It's like we are so caught up in a world of how we'd like things to show up that we don't let actually things show up. So everything you've said is awesome, and get clear on that. Like, get naked and real and raw with yourself, vulnerable, and go, what the hell am I actually looking at that I'd like to create in my life? Write this all down and then go, okay, point one. How many people in the world can match this? Okay, good. Am I willing to do this to me? And then go through all of these points and go, am I willing to do this to me? Am I willing to basically limit what I can receive based on what I have decided I need, instead of letting the universe, the world, the consciousness show me and present me and surprise me with greater than I can even imagine.
That sounds pretty good.
That's a piece where we go in fear. We go, oh, I don't know. We're afraid of the unknown. So we'd rather cognitize the exact package of what we are asking for rather than receive the unknown.
Well, you know what that just reminded me of, which I just love. This is an awareness I had a long time ago. And it's basically nothing's linear. And so the minute I might have a consciousness shift, like, 2,000 other people might have the same kind of consciousness shift. So if I've already talked to them about my business, you know, 10 days ago, but last night a book came in and they want to write it and now they need a publisher. And 3 days ago, if I had said hi, they would have been like, huh? But now they have a book and they need to have a publisher. And then they're like, Erica, oh my gosh, let's do this. Oh my gosh. But it's like, if I keep thinking I know, I'm going to know nothing, right? Because everything changes all the time.
Yeah, that's a big piece. Trust that you know that you know, and also be willing to know nothing.
I love it.
It's the most brilliant thing I've ever heard Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, say. And only now I'm starting to hear it. Trust that you know, and also be willing to know nothing.
Aw. Well, I'm just going to wrap up today's Fridays with Daria with one of my favorite quotes from Pascal, which, le cœur a ses raisons que la raison ne connaît pas. And I don't say it that great, but it's the heart has its reasons of which reason knows nothing.
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome.
Let's follow our heart.
And hey, tell us your website again for anybody listening who hasn't heard it before. Let's go ahead and let them know how they can get more Daria.
It's at dariahansen.com. You can always find more information there.
Thank you.